Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
33.
So be the man! You gotta beat the man! Woo!
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Marquee Dirty 30 here on DVRadio.net, WDVR. I am your host, Marquee Davis, coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. And I know, yes, this is a shock, another show. Oh my God, wow. But I saw something in the news that really kind of perturbed me, okay? It kind of upset me a little bit. I know we've all probably seen it by now about the teacher who went on an anti-military rant. Gregory Salcido, I'll say it like that. Gregory Salcido of Pico Rivera, California. Okay, so we're going to listen to some of the audio. I cut up some of the audio. We're going to listen to some of it, and then we're going to discuss it. So then I'll read you what he said in case you can't understand the audio that I put together that was recorded. So without further ado, let's listen to what this history teacher had to say about the military.
They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the freaking lowest of our low, not morally. You know, I'm not saying they make bad moral decisions. Just they're not talented people. That's why I kept when presidents always says we are the best military in the world. Presidents will all say that, whether it's Obama, whether it's anybody. I was like, no, we don't. The data is in. We don't have a good military. We haven't been able to beat these guys wearing freaking robes in China for 15 years. And you're telling me we couldn't beat the Vietnamese? There are a bunch of people this freaking big throwing rice at us. Couldn't freaking beat them. We haven't been able to beat anyone since World War II. Because we had a freaking bitch and bomb. We didn't get to Hitler first. The Russians got to Hitler first. We don't. Like, it's a lie that our military is freaking bitches. I think I always crack up. How come when you go like Rose Bowl, Rose Parade, Dodger opening day, why after the national anthem do we have a killing machine fly over the freaking stadium? You know, the stealth bomber comes, everyone's like, yeah, and that's what we kill people with. Woo! Like, why would that be something we celebrate? And everyone's like, fuck. So, if you join the military, it's because you have no other option. Because you didn't take care of business academically, because your parents didn't love you enough to push you, and then you didn't love yourself enough to push yourself, which isn't even that hard. It's not even that hard. You just have to focus a little bit. You don't even have to work hard. You just have to focus. And you didn't do it. So now you're thinking, sure, no. My parents are on my ass and something. And then your parents even encourage it sometimes. Because they want to get you off of their ass. They want to get your grandma and grandpa off of their ass because their grandson's a piece of shit. And they want the neighbors to think that you're okay. Oh, Johnny joined the military. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's just so they can get you out of their hair for freaking 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 years. But someone's going to tell you when to get up, when to go to sleep, what to eat, what to wear, when you can crap, when you can call home, when you can go home for 3 days. Why would anyone ever sign up for that? And then they go, well, they're going to pay for my meals. They're going to pay for my education. Are you aware you have a GPA of 0.0? You're not a student, dude. What makes you think all of a sudden you're going to get turned down to freaking education? You don't give a shit about education. But you say that just to get people off your back. Most people will actually get off your back. I won't. I'll freaking come on you freaking hard. So I'm like, you can bullshit yourself all you want, man. I don't have any obligation for you to sit here and listen to your freaking bullshit. Don't go to the freaking house. Don't freaking go. Some of you guys are still going to go there. Like, I'm not listening. I'm not listening. And people who love you are going to encourage you to freaking do it. It's freaking good. You're going to be desperate. You're going to need to jump out of the 100-story window because you have no other option.
So, in case you couldn't hear, or you didn't understand what he was saying, I'm going to read some of the excerpts from it. Some of the main points. He's really saying, we can't control dudes wearing freaking robes. You know, talking about Afghanistan, been over there 15 years. And he says it's because we got a bunch of dumb shits over there. Think about the people who you know are over there. Your freaking stupid Uncle Louie or whoever, they're dumb shits. They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the freaking lowest of our low. Not morally. I'm not saying they make bad moral decisions. They're not talented people. And then he goes on to say, how come when you go to like the Rose Bowl, Rose Parade, Dodger opening day, why after the national anthem do we have a killing machine flying over the freaking stadium? You know, the stealth bombers out there and everyone's like, yeah, that's what we kill people with. Like, why would that be something we celebrate? I don't get it. Anyway, you better not freaking go. So I'm thinking he's probably addressing his class about, joining the military, or maybe a recruiter may have came in there or something. He might have seen one around the classrooms. You know how recruiters do. They go to the local high schools and they recruit. That's what they're supposed to do. But this guy is a history teacher. So I'm trying to figure out where his mind is at. I've read some comments on some sites, even on a DV page, that are like, you know, maybe he was a basic training dropout or he couldn't get in the military, things like that. I don't think it's that. I think it's the fact that he is upset that in his mind, the militaries of the world are what cause such discord and famine and things of that nature. Think about it. He's a history teacher here, people. So he is going to go and think about the things in history which have happened because of military conflict. And now he's trying to relate it to the people who are serving in the military today. Now, I know a lot of bright individuals from the military, a lot of intellectuals, a lot of people who have master's degrees, doctors from the military. I know a lot of people who have bachelor's degrees and associate degrees from the military, and they go on to do great things outside of the military. We have congressmen, we have mayors, we have law enforcement, we have firefighters who are or who were members of the military. We have people in the military right now who have doctorate degrees and things of that nature and are very intellectual people. So this shows you right now that he is trying to lump everyone in the military based off of something that he knows nothing about. He is only doing talking points. He's only saying things to try to rile the children up, because guess what? When you are a teenager and it's someone you respect, whether it be a teacher or a member of the family, anybody, you grasp onto everything they say without any type of research of yourself or talking to anyone for yourself. That's what he's doing. He has this little bit of authority within the classroom, and he's using that little bit of authority to try to influence these kids' thinking. And he's not influencing them in a positive way, which would be, hey, continue to do your studies. If you choose to go into the military, go into the military the right way, you know? Don't just jump in there guns a-blazing and not knowing what you're getting yourself into. I mean, that's okay information or guidance if you go that route, if you want to, you know, tell a child that or tell a teenager that. But what he's saying here is that, oh, everyone in the military are a bunch of dumb shits. I don't understand why they have these killing machines flying overhead. He goes on to talk about we haven't won a war since World War II, you know, things of that nature. And he's talking about how we got beat in Vietnam by a guy, bunch of people who's throwing rice at us. And this is where I don't understand what he's trying to convey here. There are times in American history where we needed to utterly defeat the enemy in order to stop the spread of evil. Think of World War II, okay? World War II was an episode and a time in our history where the Nazis of Nazi Germany wanted to exterminate everyone who was not of Nazi heritage or didn't conform to the Nazi ideal of what a person is or should be. They wanted to destroy everyone. They started with the Jews. They had blacks, Jehovah's Witnesses. It was religion. If your religion wasn't what they wanted, you know, they destroyed you. That was what happened in World War II. So we had to utterly defeat that kind of thinking, that ideology, that political party, that regime. We had to utterly defeat it. And that is why, you know, we did that. We defeated Nazi Germany and the Axis powers because we had to. We had to get rid of that train of thought and that ideology. Now, who did that? Was it the history teachers of California? Was it the professors at UC Berkeley? No. It was the United States military, the British military, the French military, the Russian military, and other militaries throughout the world who combined to make the Allied powers. We destroyed that train of thought. Now, let's talk about Vietnam. Okay, we had communism coming into Vietnam and we wanted to try to stop it. We did stop it. That's why there's a North Vietnam and a South Vietnam. Same thing with Korea. All right, we had to stop it. And why did we have to stop it? Simple, because it was going to start to taint the rest of the world, start to taint, you know, the way we thought about things and the way we approached foreign affairs and foreign diplomacy. So for him to sit here and say that, you know, we haven't won a war, there are times we have to stop something. Okay, there are times when you have to back away from a conflict. They did this in ancient times. You know, Rome would go and conquer something, you know, and impose their will and thought. And then they would have an uprising and then they'd just cut it off. That's just how war is. That's the way the world is. Now, the thing is, though, he should have known, being a history teacher, that these things happen for a reason. But he didn't. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the military way of thinking because guess what? He's a history teacher. Now, there's no knock on all history teachers because they understand history. What he does not understand is simply this. You need to have military. I mean, think about it. Let's go back to the Neanderthal days, the very first days of the walking man, the primates, you know, us, if you believe in evolution. All right, let's think about this for a second. I'm pretty sure the first thing one of the men did, okay, back in the day of Neanderthal, was club another man in the head and took his stuff. Pretty sure that's kind of what happened. I don't know that guy. So I'm going to bust him in the head with this club or this stick. And I'm going to take the loincloth that he has on because I want that loincloth. Now, if we didn't have a military here in the United States, guess what would happen? Total and utter chaos. That's what would happen. We would probably be speaking German or Japanese right now if we didn't have a standing military that was probably the best in the world at the time. And it still is. I don't care what people say. I want somebody to try to debate me on this of the best standing military. We have the best standing military in the world. I'm sorry. I know China has numbers and technology and things of that nature, but they haven't done anything. So I'm not afraid of someone who has not shown their military might. The United States is showing their military might right now in Afghanistan. We did it in Iraq, all right? And then people want to, I read on some forums and some comments that people wanted to say, well, you know, Iraq, they pretty much just gave up. In Afghanistan, you know, they're just a bunch of guys in caves, so it's not really that. These are trained fighting personnel. Whether you want to believe it or not, they had some type of training. Their training wasn't as good as ours. The United States of America. Their training was not as good as the ones that we correlated with, our coalition. The United States and the coalition of the willing. It was not as strong as that. So, for him to come out of his mouth and say that, what did he say again? He said that we have a bunch of not talented people, you know, the freaking lowest of our low. Military people are the lowest of our low. Did we forget about, you know, gang members? Drug dealers, politicians. No, but the military is the lowest of the low, apparently, according to him. Now, don't get me wrong. I thoroughly support his First Amendment right to say that. But he has to understand that he has that First Amendment right because of what? The military and the personnel within the military. Now, without the military, guess what he will be at? We will have a rule of law like communist Russia, where if you speak out against the president or the prime minister or who's ever in charge of your district or whatever, we never see you again. Mr. Salcido or Salcido, or however you say his name, of El Rancho High School, would not be seen again because he spoke out against the military. Against his government, because that's what they do in communist countries. That's what they do with dictatorships. This is America, the home of the brave and the land of the free. And because of his idiotic ideology of what the military is, we now have to have this discussion. We now have to bring up the fact, and we have to show the world, okay, because this has went viral, his stupid little speech. We have to show the world, right, that military personnel are not just all drug addicts, you know, or alcoholics, or people who just show up and don't have an education, so they had to join the military because they couldn't find go to college, or that they what else did he say? He said something about they'll say they going to college, but not really. He said something to that effect. It is just asinine that he would even come out of his mouth to say something like this to students, to people who don't really even know. See, as a teacher, you're supposed to guide. Teach and guide. Okay? And what he did here now is this classroom of students, because I'm pretty sure he's done this to a couple of other classes, if he's done it to this one, and the student was filming it. Why? Because he's probably heard this rant before, probably in a different context, but he's heard this rant before, probably from the same teacher. You got to understand one thing, okay? One thing. That now you have influenced around 20 to 30, if not more, students, teenagers, who haven't even decided what they're going to do with their life. These are our future teachers, our future doctors, our future lawyers, our future military personnel. But now you are telling them that because if you join the military, you must be dumb as shit. I'm sitting here trying to wrap my head around what would possess him to say this. Like, as a teacher, you're supposed to be a positive influence on the children that you are teaching. But instead, you want to try to bring your political aspects to the classroom. And for what reason? Because you don't like Donald Trump? So what? I mean, he won the election. You got to move on. You got to get over it. You got to figure out that your life still continues. I keep trying to tell people this. The president has very little effect on your life. And if anybody want to argue with me on that one, please do. You're going to say, Obamacare really affected your life. I mean, did it really? But you had to pay more for your health insurance. You had to pay less. You didn't get seen because your gout wasn't covered under your current insurance plan. So you had to get a new insurance plan. Whoopity-doo-dah. Your life was not majorly affected by the president of the United States. No, it is affected by what Congress does. Yes, it is. It is. Congress makes decisions that directly affect the United States citizen. When they make laws, when they have these little earmarks placed into law, that's what we should be ranting about. The ineffectivity of our Congress nowadays, how they are just prone to helping themselves instead of helping the citizens of the United States of America. Let's look at this government shutdown, for instance. All right. They get paid, but the people who work for them won't. All right. We had the United States military who are deployed to Afghanistan and other places of the world who would not have gotten paid during that government shutdown. We had a couple congressmen who wanted to void their checks because they were like, look, if the military is not getting paid, I don't want to get paid. They still did not want to sign the bill into the budget into action. Why? Who knows? I said last week because of DACA. I mean, that's like the craziest thing is to have the entire government have no money and shut down because of a couple thousand, 100,000 people maybe. When you have a lot of military personnel who contribute to the United States' success. Yes, the military contributes to the success of the United States. But for some reason, I don't know what this train of thinking is going with these people nowadays and where they think that military personnel are just there to be the front line and get slaughtered. And then they come back home to America after the war is over with and they just become alcoholics and homeless bums. That's not the way it works. There are people in your community right now, if you listen to the sound of my voice, if you are not a veteran, all right, or served in the military in any capacity or work with military personnel, there are people in your community right now who are veterans. You never know. There are a lot of them that you would never know are veterans until you ask them something. Or they might see, you know, a logo on your shirt of one of your old units, one of your old unit shirts. So you might be wearing your veteran hat. I'm like, hey, you know what unit you served in? I was in the military. You're like, oh man, I would have never guessed that you were in the military. This is the way our youngsters are thinking nowadays. A lot of them are thinking the same way this councilman, this high school teacher is thinking. And the reason they're thinking this is because we have high school teachers and city councilmen teaching and telling them this kind of BS. I'm going to let you know right now, without the military, I don't know where I would be in life. Okay, I probably would not have had any structure. I'd probably be jumping from temp job to temp job because I would not know structure in my life. The military gives you structure. He goes on talking about, oh, they tell you when to pee, they tell you when to eat. Some of these kids need that. Why? Because they have no structure, no discipline at all. They think they are entitled to something. So they get that when they join the military. They get it. I have one of my brother-in-law's friend. My brother-in-law just joined the Navy. He now has structure and discipline in his life. Something I've never seen him have before. His friend is joining the Army. His friend is a twin. And this one wasn't in and out of jail, but his twin was in and out of jail. But they were going along the same path. His twin now is going into the military to get and gain structure. And that's going to help him because he's already a good boy. But he needs that structure and discipline, and that's what he is going to get with the military. And a lot of our youth need that nowadays. Structure and discipline, because they're not getting it in the household. Why they're not getting it in the household? Because they go to school, hear a teacher like this rant about something, come home and be like, oh, well, Mom, you can't tell me that because da-da-da-da-da. You can't discipline me because my teacher told me that if you whoop me with a belt, I can call the police officers. I remember when I was growing up, whatever was closest to my mother, that's what I got hit with. Didn't back talk. I didn't mouth off. I did what I was told. You know? Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. So we've talked about that. Ad nauseum. So with that, you know, I just wanted to give my piece on that. And I want you guys to understand one thing, okay? That the United States is who we are because of our military. We really are. Without our military, we would not have won the War of Independence from Britain. We would not have won the Civil War. Yes, I know it's between the North and the South, but the North won. And that is who our military is, the Union. This is the Union. You all watch the State of the Union address, the State of the Union. This is not the State of the Confederacy. All right. Right, we are not downhill, boy, to pick some cotton. I need you to pick some cotton and do some carpentry. No. This is the State of the Union. And because of the Union, we have a strong military force. And with that, this has been the Marquee Dirty 30. Stay tuned for Barracks Talk. And gosh, man, this is just, I cannot believe the world is going down. I can't believe we have people that actually thinks this way, that the military is full of just dumb asses. I mean, I know while you served, I know you had some dumb asses that you served with. I understand that. I know you had some people that you was like, man, how did this guy even make it out of bed this morning? I know we have those people, but that's in any form or fashion of society. Over at the 7-Eleven, at the Kroger, over at Walmart, you have people who are dumbasses. At the school he teaches at, you probably have teachers that are considered dumbasses. But yet and still, he chose to single out the military and call us the lowest of the low. I wonder without the military, where would he be? Probably in somebody's gulag, detention camp. I wonder, where would he be without the United States military protecting him and his car that he rides to work every day? His fancy little suits he wears as he's a council member. I wonder where would he be? All right, let me stop. So with this is Marquee Davis here on the Marquee Dirty 30. You can follow me on Facebook at DV Marquee, on Twitter at Marquee A Davis 1. Next is Barracks Talk, people. Barracks Talk. Yes, it is. And with that, I will talk to you guys next week. Have a blessed night. Radio.